Gay Geek Bizarre, episode 75, Tuesday, December the 12th, 2017.
And I am Nard.
Oh, are you using that?
I guess.
And I am Ray. I'll just give you the deep voice.
Yes.
The deep throat voice.
Yes, right. Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre, guys. And where we talk about gay stories, geek news, and bizarre topics. So, yeah, what do you guys think of Ray's low voice today? It's just you know, it's a
call me Barry Ray White.
you're sick, right? You're saying you're still sick.
Well, I'm over the sickness. I just got a lot of congestion stuff.
Oh, so. Okay, all right. So that's cool that you're getting better. And oh, by the way, before we proceed to our stories and our for the week, this is our last episode for the year.
Ever?
You don't want to do it anymore?
The okay.
Yeah, we're going to take a break during the holidays because Ray's going to be busy next week. And, you know, holidays is, you know.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah, New Year's.
New Year's is coming.
We'll be back probably around, you know, January 2nd.
Mike's going to be here.
Yeah, we're going to be busy. And January 2nd, probably, yeah, probably we'll be back January 2nd, something like that. That's a Tuesday. So, yeah. So, I hope you guys have a great holiday. But before that, we have some weekend updates. Ray, I just finished decorating my tree.
And
is it too late?
How many trees did you put up?
One.
And how many trees have I got up?
I think you made two. You did two.
Okay.
You,
and when were they done?
They were done Thanksgiving.
Okay. Thank you. I'll rest my case.
Well, I got my tree last week, but then I just got around to really, really decorating the tree, like, you know, putting Christmas lights. And it's weird because I got outdoor Christmas lights, the one you use around the house, the perimeter of your roof. Because
I always buy outdoor lights. That way you don't ever have to remember if they're outdoor or indoor lights.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. This is what I have. But then they're very simple. But, you know, it's good enough for me. And then they put
a lot of...
It's a very basic tree. But it's a real tree. I think I told you about that.
Well, you did update to a real tree this year.
Yeah.
So does the house smell better?
Oh, yeah. It's when you go in and then, oh, my God, a smell of pine. It's noble pine? A noble fir. It's called noble fir. That's what it's called.
See, you got a fir tree.
That's right. I have a fir tree. Like my bears. I like them furry. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, how about you, Ray? You're getting off of your sickness right now.
I was still a little bit sick over the weekend. It's starting to clear up. But, you know, I just sat around and watched The Punisher and, you know, catching up on that and some other TV shows. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
I finally finished Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh, really? Was it any good? The last few parts?
I don't know. I'm kind of getting burnt out on Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Both of them. It's just like, it's not keeping me interested anymore. And I don't know if that's just because I'm in a weird place right now or what's going on. But It's just like, I've watched the first two season episodes of The Walking Dead and I hadn't gone back. So I got like a bunch to watch that I got recorded. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I still have to catch up on that one. Just to change the subject. So last December 8th, was it? It snowed in Houston.
That's right. We got snow. And in fact, in that 1 week of Houston, we got all four seasons.
All right.
We were at 80 degrees and then we dropped down to snow and then it warmed back up to spring.
Yeah.
And there's a little fall in there somewhere.
Yeah. So right now it's really cold here right now. It's supposed to go down to
70s. 70s and during the day and lower 40s.
40s. 40s. Yeah. Today's 40s.
Depending on which part of town you live in. The city's so big, it can be 60 degrees on one end and 32 on the other end. So,
That's the weather in Houston. I remember around December 7, I think, 2008, when it truly snowed in Houston. It was in white out for a day, just for a morning, I think.
And there was one year, a few years ago, probably like 6 or 7. Maybe it was 2000. That it actually snowed on Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, flurries. Yes, I remember those. Really? There were flurries. But what I'm talking about was really white out everywhere. That it's really dangerous to drive. And driving out this last week wasn't too bad because, you know, it didn't stick too much. But there's enough white on the ground. It was good, though. I like the.
It was pretty that morning. And then by noon, it was all gone. And it was like 70 degrees
again. Yeah, it's just boring. Anyway, so that's our Christmas story, our
Jingle bells.
White Christmas. Jingle
Grandma
bells.
I got run over by a reindeer on the way to Walmart last night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to our stories, Ray. So Ray has a beef against Bryan Singer.
Okay. This week's gay. Actually, there's two stories here, and they're both about Bryan Singer. And I don't know if I'm mad at him for abusing his power or jealous because I can't do it the way he's done it. I just don't know.
God, really?
But it, you know, it's a lot of this stuff that comes out that people are accusing each other of, but it's also like, you got on a yacht with a bunch of gay people and you're 17.
Yeah.
So anyway,
only he can do that.
So, you know,
if you can do that, I guess.
Anyway, so X-Men filmmaker Bryan Singer accused of raping a 17-year-old boy on a yacht.
This is really, really rampant now for the past few months.
Well, it's just all that's coming out. And I'm glad it's coming out because hopefully it'll change a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately, it changed the presidency. But on other levels, hopefully it'll change some stuff. But we'll see because Alabama looks like they're elected an alleged pedophile. So we'll see.
Yep.
The lawsuit states that the yacht was owned by wealthy tech investor Lester Waters and that the party was attended by a number of young gay men. Sanchez Guzman states that he was 17 at the time of the party and did not know Singer except that he was a friend of Waters.
Oh.
After the alleged assault, Sanchez Guzman states that the lawsuit that Singer threatened to ruin his reputation if he came forward. A representative for Singer said the filmmaker denied the allegations and will vehemently defend this lawsuit to the very end. The statement said the lawsuit was filed by the same lawyer who represented Michael Egan, who several years ago accused Singer and others in the industry of sexual misconduct, only to withdraw the claims and face a malicious prosecution case. The statement was issued through Andrew Brettler, a partner at Martin Singer's law firm, Lavely & Singer, no relation. The suit claims Singer pulled out his penis, smacked Guzman in the face with it, and forced it into his mouth. Guzman claims he pleaded with Singer to stop, but he kept going, causing him to choke.
Okay. Really?
The suit goes on to allege Singer then forcibly formed oral sex on Guzman. Guzman said again he pleaded with Singer to stop to no avail. It says Singer then forcibly annually penetrated him, all the while ignoring Guzman's pleas. So.
Really? Oh, that's really awful. That's rape.
Well, it is rape.
It is rape by
and,
itself.
And I hate to say it, but if he'd went to the law enforcement at that point, he could have probably done a rape test, and it would have probably been a different story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they would detect rape.
So, but this kid's not 17 anymore, so this happened a while ago. So, all right. And the other one is Bryan Singer's former boy toy comes forward with lurid details.
So this is a different guy.
A different guy.
Oh.
Brett Tyler Skopek was 18 when he moved from Arizona to Los Angeles to pursue a new life. The year was 2013, and shortly after arriving in the town of Tinsel, he attended a Halloween party and met a priest.
Oh,
that
God.
Priest was Bryan Singer. If you're thinking it's a bit on the nose for a famed Hollywood director with a reputation for wielding power and sex over teenage boys to dress up as a Catholic priest, you're not alone. But that's just the beginning. In an interview with Deadline, Skopek provides something of a fucked up highlights reel from his year-long relationship with Singer. Naturally, it centers around the ever-dangling carrot of breaking into film and television acting. Skopek claims Singer fed him in a pipe dream of a bit part in an X-Men movie, but the mythical audition never did materialize.
See, that's exactly power. You're using power.
He also says that he got a front row seat to the revolving door of young men in Singer's orbit. I've seen wannabe YouTubers come. I've seen actors. I've seen singers. I've seen people like me that don't know what they want to do, Skopek told Deadline. You come to L.A. with dreams of being whatever. You're still going to be caught up into this mess. Eventually, he realized he was caught up in a fantasy. I just wasn't happy with myself, Skopek, who's now 22, said. I couldn't go on anymore. Singer, who is currently being sued by another young man who alleges Bryan Singer raped him on a yacht in 2003, again denied all allegations lobbied against him.
No, that was the article a while ago.
A while ago, yeah. If Mr. Skopek has a problem with Bryan, he never mentioned it before today, a spokesman for Singer told Deadline. He is someone who has repeatedly asked Bryan for money over the years and did so as recently as last month, they added. He is also the one who asked Bryan for a role in Apocalypse, which Bryan declined to offer him. The timing of Mr. Skopek coming forward with these now allegations is questionable.
Yeah.
PR spin aside, Skopek's story is fairly consistent with all the other previous allegations that's been alleged against him. Mm-hmm. Here he describes the first time him and Singer had sex. We were in the basement.
We're going to read this?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're in the basement. Me and the other two kids were kind of chilling. Bryan takes us up one by one and gives us a molly. He's splitting it with us. I'll do half if you do half. In the meantime, an associate of Singer has another young man come over. He's very dirty. He's off the streets. Then there was the time Skopeck was with Singer on the set of the CBS show Battle Creek. I was looking at my shoulder while Singer was texting another person. Hey, I have a little bread here. I want you to come over and do him.
What?
And this is the cheery memory of being around Singer doing the Michael Egan case. So many times I'd come over and Brian would cry himself to sleep. I'm so depressed. I'm spending so much money on lawyers for the Michael Egan case. Skopeck also shares a particularly horrific story about another disgraced Hollywood player from AP agent Tyler Grissom. Grissom expressed interest in representing Skopeck in 2016, who had recently completed a novel and flew him out to L.A. Per Dateline, the two men returned to Grissom's place, Skopeck said, where Skopeck locked himself in the bathroom for 2 hours, feeling violently ill. When the young man emerged from the locked room and passed out on the agent's bed, he claimed the agent sexually assaulted him, despite Skopeck's efforts to fight him off. In the morning, Grissom asked why there was blood on the sheets. He said, I guess I fingered you too hard. I'm sorry I was drunk.
Oh, my God.
I was bleeding for a week, Skopeck recalled, adding. It's made me realize these people don't know what they're doing sometimes. They're out to enjoy themselves. If they hurt someone in the process, they don't even remember. So this is my deal. This is about gay men. So, I mean, we talked about all the straight men that's been doing stuff, like Roy Moore being an alleged pedophile in Alabama and all these other people with sexual allegations against them. Yeah. But we also had the same problem in the gay community.
Yeah, that's
about people using power and sex, has the power to achieve sex with people that are underage and younger than them. Mm-hmm. And it's, and it just kind of was like, at what point do we hold ourselves accountable for this stuff?
Well, I can tell you a story about in the Philippines, there are some, what I've heard, are there some talent scouts? Some of them are gay. Many of them are gay, and they're looking for a talent, and they find a talent who could be a good actor, could be a young teenager, probably in the 16, 17. And, they would take advantage of them with the promise of
getting them a role,
going to make you a star. I'm going to give you a role. I'm going to find you I have a friend who is an agent, or I have a friend who's filming this and that, which is true. Some of them do. And then they recruit someone and they take pictures of them. And that happens. Yeah, of course, in the Philippines, it happens too. So
what's the age of consent in the Philippines?
17, I think. 17. Because you could get a car. I think 21. It's even higher, I think.
Are you sure?
21 to vote. Oh, 18 to vote. Sorry, 18 to vote.
Yeah.
But consent, I don't know. I really don't know.
So you don't know if you broke the law or not when you were younger?
Probably not. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I did.
But, it goes back to that whole age-old thing in Hollywood of having the casting couch.
Oh, yes.
To get a job. It's just like, Bryan Singer, who I really like, was excited for because he took over the X-Men franchise and did so much with it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And now he's just like fucked his whole life up because he can't keep his dick in his pants.
Yeah.
So, and he's probably end up, if something gets proved, and all the allegations that are coming out about him are, like the story said, they're all pretty much very similar.
So chances are.
And I think the Michael Egan case was the same thing, that he was underage or just a turned legal and Bryan Singer forced him to have sex with him or something like that, if I can remember.
It's really sad that still happens.
So what do y'all think? I mean, do y'all think that this is just par for the course for being an actor in Hollywood and being gay? Or you think we're just catching up with our straight people and
they're
allegations?
They're all the same. There's no difference between gay people are horrible.
And have you ever had a casting couch experience or someone used power over you to get sex?
Yeah, I've only... I don't know anything about that, but I only see that in porn. There's always one of those.
Well, that's porn. Keywords. That's not reality.
Well, that's true. But my point is, they do put casting couch in their search terms.
Well, yeah, the porn industry has its own thing about chewing people up and spitting them out. The gay guy that killed his older benefactor just got life in prison yesterday. So mm-hmm. We reported on that a couple months ago, but he finally got his sentence in the other day, and it's life in prison. So.
Mm-hmm. Really sad. So molestation and people taking advantage of younger people
and drugs
also happens with the gay community.
If you're underage,
run away.
No, if you're underage and somebody invites you to an adult party that sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Mm-hmm. You need to learn that if you're underage. If it sounds too good to be true, 99.90% of the time, it's too good to be true.
Yep.
So stay home.
Stay away. Yeah. Stick with your friends with your age.
Because all it takes is, I mean, I'm very particular about having drinks when I'm at a bar. Like, it doesn't get out of my sight. And I don't set it down. I usually keep it in my hand. Or if I set it on the table, I usually keep my hand on top of it so somebody can't drop something in it. Not that anybody would want to do that to me anymore. But I used to be very paranoid about that, about somebody putting something in my drink.
It's better to drink from bottles then, because with bottles, it's really hard to do that. But with drinks, with, you know, yeah, glass and yeah. bigger, you know.
Yeah.
So. Bigger opening.
We'll go do the one fun thing we got to say about gay this week.
Which one?
The RuPaul.
Oh, it's a Lego set. Good Lord. I can't believe I'm going to talk about RuPaul. This RuPaul's Drag Race Lego set is less than 200 votes away from becoming reality.
And actually, by the time we publish it, it is reality now. It's being moved up. But you can go ahead and tell them what Lego replied to Dear Smart Geek.
Okay, so Dear Smart Geek. Dear C Smart Geek. Congrats on racing into the review phase with the support from your 10,000 strong supporters. It's just in time for the holidays so you can catch your breath from all your hard promotional work. Your colorful and playable project has no doubt captured the interest and attention of the thousands of RuPaul fans around the globe. We now officially advance this project to the review phase. So, yeah.
If it passes the review phase, we'll be able to get a RuPaul Lego set that is the back room and the main stage on RuPaul's Drag Race, along with several of the contestants with interchangeable dress parts.
That's right. And maybe Ongina would be one of the characters there.
They listed there was five of them. I think Bianca Del Rey is Judge Judy.
Of course, Bianca Del Rio.
What's her name is Grey Gardens.
Grey Garden. Ooh, I don't know. I forgot her name.
My mind just went blank. All that margaritas earlier.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Ray's been drinking. Yeah. We had steak night tonight. So,
anyway, but go read the article. It's pretty funny. Yeah. And pretty cute. And I'm, you know, it's kind of interesting, but we'll see if it happens, if Lego is progressive enough to do it. So,
yeah. We'll see what happens. It's going to be happening.
All right.
All right. Let's go to the geek. The geek now is about a Lyft app. It's about self driving cars. We're going to talk about self driving cars.
I want a self driving car.
Yeah. We can talk about that. So, using the Lyft app in Boston could get you picked up by a self-driving car. Autonomous vehicles won't arrive overnight, but almost every week they seem to inch a bit closer to becoming an everyday reality. The latest example of the incremental progress occurred in Boston on Wednesday when Lyft announced that the ride-sharing company has begun as a self-driving car pilot in the city's Seaport District. The program is a partnership with the autonomous vehicle startup Newtonomy, which has been testing their cars in Boston since January. Our partnership with Lyft has two goals, Newtonomy said in a statement posted on their website. First, we want to let members of the public experience driverless vehicles firsthand so they can better understand the impact this new technology will have on their lives. Second, based on feedback from pilot participants, Newtonomy's engineers will adapt and improve our system so that we can deliver an autonomous transportation experience that is extremely safe, efficient, and comfortable. Experts predict that the driverless cars will advance neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city, and state by state as competing car companies gather data, refine their robots, and look to grab more territory using what they've already learned. The result is likely to be a patchwork of gradual change. The autonomy vehicles, which are available through the Lyft app, include a human backup driver in case the vehicle runs into trouble, according to The Verge. The program marks an important step for Lyft as it competes with Uber, which has unveiled autonomous taxis in Phoenix and Pittsburgh. Those taxis include a human backup driver, but the company has unveiled an ambitious plan to completely driverless Volvo taxis on the road in 2019, likely in the United States. Lyft, meanwhile, was partnered with at least five automakers, including Ford, GM, Waymo, Jaguar, and drive.ai, according to Recode. So that's exciting that all these autonomous cars are now becoming more mainstream. Well, eventually it's going to be, it's for rent right now, you know, your ride sharing app. And there's still a human involved. I'm sure it's just a driver who's just watching the wheel turn. So what I wanted to say, I don't know if we talked about it before. So Ray, are you looking forward to your own self-driving car?
Yes.
Okay. So that's around about 10 years
and
from now.
And I'm also looking to the point that when 20 years from now, when I'm 49, that, and I probably shouldn't be driving, that I'll be able to get a car and say, okay, I need to go to the grocery store. I need to go to my doctor's appointment. I need to go do this. And I don't have to worry about driving there and having failing eyesight or traffic being too bad or being scared to get on the freeway. Because there's a lot of people I know that are much older than me, like in their 50s, that like, oh, I can't get on the freeway. I'll drive on the freeway, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, so, you know.
So that's a good point, though. You talk about riding, but there are companies right now that probably would just deliver food too. The things are going to be easier. Either you're driving towards it or something goes towards
you. Well, I'll send by the time I'm 49 that, you know, I'll be, they'll either have replicators for food or Amazon will be controlling the world and they'll be able to deliver it within 30 minutes or less.
Yeah. But for the meantime, driverless cars. Yeah. I'm looking forward to, I'm going to try my best to have my car for 10 more years. If that's the case, by that time, driverless cars, electric or gas electric or maybe just electric cars that are, that is a self-driving car, that'd be great. You could do work, you could do work or watch a movie or
read
or read while you're,
watch the news, read the news, whatever, and stuff. When usually where you're too busy to go do that stuff, you just have to listen to the radio, and so but you can do a little bit more. Or if you're doing a long distance trip, you could play board games. You could do other stuff with people in the car.
Like what, Ray?
Like exploding kittens.
Exploding kittens. Or exploding, I don't know. Or anything else that you can do.
I'll be 49 by that time. Nothing will work. It won't be exploding anything except maybe explosive diarrhea.
Oh, okay. You could be a bottom at that point.
No.
No, no, not at all, no. Okay.
Okay, on to the bazaar.
Let's go to the bazaar.
A child was dumped by her parents because a transgender woman donated blood to her.
That is just awful. I read this on the Gay Geek Bazaar Facebook page, and it's just awful.
A child in India was abandoned by its parents after they discovered that her blood donor was a transgender woman. Rika, not a real name, saved the anemic baby's life with a blood transfusion, but later found the baby outside her house with a handwritten note attached. The parents had deserted the child as they were worried she would become one of them, meaning a trans person, because a trans woman's blood was running through her veins. So Riha decided to adopt and raise the baby herself. Trans people in India suffer high levels of discrimination, nearly half of all trans children being subject to violence before they turn 18. Rina herself said, I myself had gone through the pain of being rejected by one's own family. So now she has her own family.
Yes, the own family. So I saw this also posted by George Takei. So it's a good idea. Great. It's great that they left the baby with her because...
And hopefully the government will let her adopt her. The baby was abandoned.
Yeah. She will, that means they're horrible parents. When the baby grows up, we've got, her parents are horrible that they would treat.
Well, she'll have somebody that loves her as a mother that wants her.
Yes. No. Yeah, that's right. It's a good thing they abandoned her with her.
Because it would probably, with the natural parents, it would probably always be an issue.
Yeah. With the natural parents. Yeah. It would be horrible. They're horrible, horrible parents. They cannot be, they shouldn't be having babies anymore. If they treat babies like that, they treat their own child like that, rejecting them when the baby is so young and so innocent, and they're thinking that getting a transgendered person's blood would make him make the baby transgendered.
Just crazy.
It's just reasons.
All right, take the next bizarre, because this sounds like something your Pinoy friend in Cincinnati would do.
Oh. That's right. So a woman burns down Cincinnati, Ohio home trying to kill bed bugs. This is from CBS News. I guess this is real. So authorities said that 3 people were injured and 10 people were left homeless after a woman accidentally started a fire while trying to kill bed bugs with rubbing alcohol at a multifamily home in Cincinnati. WXIX-TV reports it's the second time in 2 weeks. Second time, really? Second times in 2 weeks that a fire sparked by attempts to kill bugs, to kill bed bugs, has caused extensive damage in Cincinnati.
Apparently, there's a big issue with this in Cincinnati.
Yeah, this is the problem.
And bed bugs are apparently really hard to kill.
Yeah. Officials say the fire late Friday heavily damaged a 5-unit building and sent 3 people to a hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation. Their injuries aren't considered life-threatening. The Red Cross is finding lodging for 3 teenagers and 7 adults. CBS affiliate WKRC reports that the damage is estimated at $250,000. 8 people were left homeless on November 28 when a 13-year-old boy set fire to an apartment building after dousing a bed bug with alcohol. Good God, what is wrong with these people? They just...
Well, I mean, if they're low income, they can't afford to go get all this chemicals to treat the beds for bed bugs.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just wash them. You can't. They
well,
don't wash.
You can't wash. You can't wash a mattress.
Well, I don't know.
God. I mean, that's the whole thing. Once they get in the mattress, it's very hard to get rid of them.
And their option is to burn it.
Well, they're trying to put alcohol on it and burn them on the top because they live on the top of the mattress.
Yeah.
Like they're almost like fleas type when they're little.
So if
little.
You're going to do that, at least do it outside.
Well, it was right? Cold. It was cold last week.
Oh, God. Excuses.
So I don't know. Has anybody else had bed bug issues? I hope to God I never have to deal
with
them.
I hope I don't. So what do they look like when they bite you anyway? I've never
experienced
that.
They're just like little bitty bugs and they bite you. You ever heard the thing, don't let bed bugs bite?
Yeah, I know that a lot. I heard that a lot. That's the point.
But that's the point. They used to be really bad and now they're making like a big resurgence because they're becoming resistant to the pesticides.
Oh, that plus increasing warmth.
They're kind of, they're almost like the bed version of lice.
Oh, that's really gross. I hope, I hope you guys, when you guys have bed bugs, don't burn your bed.
That's right.
Probably either replace it or take it outside and do whatever you want to do with it outside, not inside the house.
That's right.
Don't burn down your house. All right. I guess that's the show. Ray, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Happy Maligayang, Hanukkah.
Maligayang Pasko. And Maligayang Pasko. Yeah, Merry Christmas in the Philippines. And to all our listeners, thank you so much for a great year. And we'll have more shows next year. We keep continuing the show. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have feedback, send us email. So before we go, special thanks to Caesar. Merry Christmas, Caesar. Thank you for the great articles on Facebook. And that's on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails, your greetings to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. What happened to your voice there?
Well, you know, I got to work with what I got.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I only have it for so long.
Oh, that's right.
I wish it was this deep all the time.
I sometimes get that way.
Call
to
me
get
Barry,
me too.
Barry Ray White.
Barry Ray. Thank you, everyone. And we'll see you guys next year. Next year, right?
Yep,
it's going to be next year. So happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, guys. Bye.